Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got Mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting Mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural way so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. We're gonna save the world tonight. Happy Monday, happy Monday. This is Jarvis from Lean Into Clean on UK Health Radio. Welcome to this week's show. We have got a wonderful guest for you, as always. Coming soon. But as you know, I always like to start the show with a bit of news, but I'm just going to give you a bit of personal news. My family and I, my kids, who are 8 and 3, I've got an older one who's kind of fled the nest. They love puffins, and they've been watching this TV show called Puffin Rock, which is really lovely. And so we are very lucky to live up in Yorkshire, and on the Yorkshire coast, there's a place called Bempton Cliffs, and they have 500,000 nesting birds in the cliffs at this time of year, and in particular, puffins. So we went to Bempton Cliffs, which is about an hour and a half drive from where I live, and we got to see puffins flying in and out of this this cliff edge. It was absolutely just beautiful and extraordinary. So I just wanted to share that nature is very much alive in our world and doing its thing despite the way that we're living on the planet. And as you know, this show is all about how we can lean into clean, how we can be more sustainable in our lifestyle and in the way that we live in the world and become maybe even a solution to this thing that humans are calling a climate crisis rather than perhaps the problem that we have created. So on that note, bit of news here. This was on mygreenpod.com. The article went out on June the 8th, so just a couple of days ago. It was also in our latest magazine, which you can download for free at mygreenpod.com also. This is about regenerative farming. Now, many of you may have heard about regenerative farming because you might be seeing it on the advertising, on the telly. There's lots of brands out there that are talking about regenerative farming right now. So the title of this article is Farming Healthy Soils. And it says this regenerative organic farming project is helping to improve soil carbon stocks on UK farms. Now, why is that important? So let me go into a bit of detail. Decades of industrial farming have taken their toll on the planet. And there's an organization, Yo Valley, who I'm sure you're familiar with. In fact, Yo Valley Organic, which is even better. It believes that the solution lies beneath our feet in our soils. Now, all life on Earth starts with soil, which helps to grow 95% of our food, right? So regenerative organic farming helps to build healthy soil, which Yo Valley Organic believes is one of the most effective ways to fight climate change while providing people with healthy, nutritious food, which, of course, we all want. So regenerative approaches are they're unique to every farm, of course, but most farms share a common endpoint of benefiting the entire ecosystem and its processes. So I'll just give you a quote here, actually. So, as farmers and custodians of the soil, it's time to recognize that our natural ally is right under our feet. And this is Tim Mead, who's Yeo Valley Organics family farmer, actually, farmer owner. We believe, and this is his words, that when the farming system is truly regenerating and putting nature first, it is good for all the animals, people, and planet. Now, it goes on to say, Yeo Valley Organic is using education and research to grow the UK's regenerative organic farming movement. The family farm has been working with expert partners and farmer-led social enterprise, the Farm Carbon Toolkit. It's FCT for short, to help more of Britain's organic farmers to understand the real impact of soil carbon stocks on their own farms, plus they're supplying farms, their kind of networks around them, and how improving soil health can mitigate climate change. The project started back in 2021 by analysing current soil carbon stocks and soil health to understand the conditions of each field on the farms. Now, the objective is to deliver improvements to soil health and carbon storage, which is not many people know this, but the soil can actually store more carbon than anything else, so more than the sea, more than the trees. So it's a plan that's over 5 years by working collaboratively to change processes. Now, the FCT has led the practical soil measuring of Yeo Valley Organic supplying farms and has been engaging farmers about the health of their soils, offering practical support and mentoring on how they can better support their soil health, productivity, and carbon sequestration. Now, as an organic brand, which Yeo Valley has been for over 25 years, it's used to working in harmony with nature, but the family farms, organic dairy farmers support the whole food system, including the soils, animals, biodiversity, and ensure that, as far as possible, they are working together in a way that has a positive impact on the British countryside. So this is exciting news because it's a big mainstream brand. Yes, they produce dairy, and I know there'll be some plant-based eaters and vegans out there that are thinking, well, but actually, it's about the practice itself. If it's organic, it's the best of the best. If it's regenerative, it means it's giving nourishment back to the farmland, the soils, which is the most important part. If science is correct, it could be that we only have a maximum of 200 harvests left in our soils unless something drastic is done. So when you're shopping, go out and buy from brands that are organic, that are regenerative, that are supporting nature. Because at the end of the day, if we do any more harm to nature, the mother nature, our natural world and its environment, then these degrading ecosystems will collapse completely, and then we are really up the creek without any paddle. And a big hole in the boat. So there we go. That's my lecture for this week. I hope you don't mind. That's what this show is all about. So if you're still here, you know that's how we roll. And well, brings me nicely to today's guest. I'm just going to read a little bit about today's guest because it'll give you a bit of an insight as to why she's on the show. So today we're going to be speaking to Siân Louise. Now, this is a mini bio that I asked her to put together. It says MSc, BSc honours. Is a trailblazer in skincare and organic ingredients, fueled by an insatiable curiosity and dedication to ongoing education. From a working class background, she defied the odds to earn a BSc and MSc, overcoming, check this, dyslexia and embracing her unique strengths. Battling through IVF, miscarriages and cervical cancer, Siân's resilience shines. Her story, featured in numerous articles, inspired others, and she's recognized as a top 25 natural beauty influential leader. She continues to make waves in the industry, impacting lives and advocating for natural beauty solutions. I will also add a caveat that Siân Louise's brand is called OVS, OBVS, which I just love. We'll get into that in a minute. And features on my green pod as a hero. So it's the best of the best. Siân, welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean.
Thank you, Jarvis. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's amazing. I love your little bio. I mean, God, you've been through quite a life journey, haven't you?
Just a bit, yes, yeah, but it's made me resilient, so it's all good. Everything happens for a reason.
You know what? You are always smiling whenever I see you or speak to you, or even in your emails, you've got this smile. It's so endearing, and I love being around people that are described as radiators and not drains, and you are definitely a radiator.
Right, a radiator. I'm going to use that one. Thanks, Jarvis.
Good. Hey, is there anything on that bio that you wish you'd written in, or you wish could have been said that our listeners can just get to know you a little bit deeper? Anything missing?
It's probably got absolutely nothing to do with the conversation we're about to have. I was one of the first girls to play for Southampton Football Club when I was little. I was the only girl with a bunch of boys.
Wow, that is amazing. Why did you stop?
Well, I mean, I puberty for one.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't help. And also the bullying was got to me, unfortunately.
What, bullying from the boys because you were a
On the
girl?
boys and the parents, yeah.
Oh, really? Because you were too
Yeah.
good. You were too good a
They
player.
were embarrassed because I won this, I scored the winning goal for one of the cups, and I had to slide tackle one of the boys, and yeah, his dad wasn't happy about it.
Oh, that's awful. And I tell you what, nowadays you'd be absolutely revered as a hero. I mean, the girls' football teams now are, they're winning all the medals. They're doing amazing, and it's really, I think it's engaged so many more people into the sport now.
It has,
But
of course.
you can have a decent conversation about girls' football because
Yeah.
it's actually a very beautiful game. So thank you for flying the flag for girls' football. I love that. Now let's get into, well, where do we start? Where would you like to start? Where does your journey begin, in the work that you do today?
Well, I guess it starts very unexpectedly. I don't have a background in beauty. I've only really just learned how to do my own hair and makeup. So I don't like to say that I'm in the beauty business. I just like to help people with bad skin. I guess it all started, Jarvis, in 2020. Me and my husband were trying for a baby for years. Doctors couldn't find anything wrong with either of us, which was pretty frustrating. So we decided to do IVF. And with all of the hormones that are pumped through you, including the stress of it all and everything like that, it gave me terrible adult acne. And I'm a bit of a hippie like yourself, Jarvis. And
Good, good.
I'm proud of it, very proud. I've always been interested in sort of organic, plastic-free, vegan products. And my acne was so bad that the doctors prescribed me some tablets for it. Luckily, I read the side effects because one of the side effects said could cause infertility whilst I was doing IVF. So I didn't take them. And also doing IVF, I wanted to make sure that everything I was putting on my skin was safe because the skin is your biggest organ on your body. You absorb up to 60% of what you put on it. And I just wanted to give myself the best, opportunity to get pregnant, basically. So I was trying all of these creams online and in store, and I was being greenwashed. I learned very quickly that anyone, unfortunately, in the cosmetic world, can say that their cosmetics are organic, even if it's got like 1% organic ingredients. It's different in the food world. Yeah, and then it was either it just wasn't working for me. I wanted to stay away from the harsh chemicals. And then the IVF worked for 3 months. And then unfortunately, I miscarried.
Oh.
So that I didn't realize that I needed therapy at the time. So I needed to distract myself from what was going on. And I thought, you know what? My skin is really affecting my confidence. I couldn't sleep because it was so painful, mentally and physically. And my husband said to me, Sean, look, just remember, you know you're dyslexic, just remember all of the things that you have accomplished so far. just because you haven't managed to do something that I thought every woman, it's natural. Like, why can't I sustain a pregnancy? Why can't I get pregnant? I'd get so frustrated with myself. And I felt like a complete failure. I thought, you know what? Let's distract myself because COVID, the first lockdown, just hit. So I was working from home. I had a lot more time on my hands. So I did a few diplomas and online learning about organic skincare. So I thought, it's one of those things. Sometimes when you're like sat on the loo and you're like reading the back of, I don't know, the shampoo bottle or something like that. I was reading the back of Sudocrem and I was thinking, oh, I don't like that ingredient. What's a natural alternative to that? And then that's when all of my learning came into play. And I thought, let's make a natural alternative to Sudocrem to help with my acne. And after a lot of failures, Jarvis, a lot, and a lot of mess in the kitchen. I mean, I've got my own lab now. My husband was so fed up with all of the mess that he built me a lab, especially in the garden. So it's a glorified shed, basically. But it's got all of the equipment I need. I went in there and I developed what is now called the Intensive Skin Recovery Cream. So it was originally called Charms Healing Cream, but I soon changed that. And it cleared up my acne within a week. And at the time, one of my good friends just had a baby. As you can imagine, that was quite difficult for me because I was still grieving the loss of my own. She said to me, Sian, I'm so sorry to bother you, but my baby Jack, he's got terrible nappy rash. I've seen how effective that cream is that you've made on your own skin. Can I try it on his bum? I was like, oh, wow. At this point, it hadn't been tested by a lab or anything like that. I knew that it was safe and natural, organic, biodegradable, vegan, and sustainable. Which I come to that
Ticks all the
later.
boxes.
That's it. That's it. That's what UP stands for. And then it cleared up his nappy rash overnight. That's when the pressure came. She told all of our friends and family, because at the time it was just a hobby. I mean, I've never thought about launching a business before. And then everyone wanted to try it, Jarvis. And as you can imagine, organic ingredients are so expensive. So I thought, right, in order to get this out to as many people as possible, I need to launch it as a business. And that's what I did. I spent the next year getting the trademark, the domain, setting up my website, getting the lab ready, getting it tested. And then before I launched, I got Soil Association Cosmos Organic certification just because they are the gold standard, aren't
That's the
they?
best of the best. That's what I keep telling our listeners. It's the best of the best.
Exactly. It goes on to what you were talking about the news article earlier about the farming, because obviously being Cosmos Organic, there's no GMO, and it's much better for biodiversity. So I thought, right, that's the first one. And whenever I consume something, I look for that logo. So I got that, which was challenging because of my dyslexia, but we got there. And then Vegan Society certification and Leaping Bunny. And then Oxford Biosciences said, yep, your cream is safe for babies, go for it. And then I launched and sold out overnight. And that's how I started, Jarvis.
Such a brilliant, brilliant story. And thank you for, because I know obviously a little bit about your story, but just to hear it again, and I'm sure our listeners, you're such an inspiration. It must have been really hard when you go through the IVF and then you miscarry, you're deciding again, should you go through it again, and then suddenly this opportunity. I guess the pain of something turns into something magical, right? And it's like you've given birth to something else, actually, which I think is, equally as important in the grand scheme of things. So I absolutely commend you for that. We're going to have to go to a commercial break in a minute, so I don't want to ask you a really, really deep question. But you've got a website now. You've got the products are selling online. Are they selling anywhere else? Like where? Obviously, Migreen, this new platform, Lean Into Clean, they're going to be selling on there. But where else can people get them?
Yeah, I can't wait for Leaning to Clean. We are in the EU, we're on the Big Green Smile. And also in the UK, only online at the moment, we're on Superdrug.
Yo, congratulations. There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Superdrug, one of the big pharmacy retailers. And that's absolutely brilliant. Sean, hold tight. We're just going to cut to a commercial break. We have to on radio. It's just one of those things. But stay there. I'll be back with you in a minute.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is Lean Into Clean, the show that unpicks all of the things we need to understand if we want to live a healthier, more sustainable lifestyle and be kinder to our planet. I'm here with Sian. She's the CEO, founder, creator, kind of everything, really. Entrepreneur, the whole thing for OVS. Now, just remind me. So OVS stands for organic, biodegradable, vegan, and sustainable was the last one.
Correct, yes.
Yay!
Well done.
So, Sean, you've just shared with us just the most amazing and enlightening journey that you've been on, going from, you know, trying to have a baby, having IVF, miscarriaging, creating then this product because you wanted to get as healthy as possible. You couldn't find anything that was cleaning up your skin. You created something, it cleaned your skin up within a week. Then your friends got it, you know, on the baby's bum, and it cleaned the baby's nappy rash up, which is, you know, we do live in an incredibly toxic world, actually, you know, from food that we eat, the things we put on our skin, etc. So, you know, hats off to you for creating what you've done. How, if I were to ask you a bit about the cervical cancer, I mean, where was that in your journey? Was that pre-trying for children? I mean, what would you share about that experience?
Well, that happened about 6 months after launching OBS.
So natural progression. Okay.
Yeah. So everything was going so well. Like I said, I sold out overnight. I was in Vogue magazine. I was on BBC radio. Journalists wanted to hear my story. You know, that I lost my babies to help other people's babies. That's what I like to think, you know,
such
makes
a
it all worthwhile.
Day.
Everything was going so well. I was still working my corporate job at this point. And then I had the shock diagnosis of cervical cancer. I didn't have any symptoms, Jarvis, nothing at all. I've always had clear smear tests, always gone on time. And I'm a real advocate now. I work with the NHS to try and just remind as many people with cervixes to go and get them checked when they're told to. Because my story, I mean, I'm not religious, but I'm definitely spiritual now, Jarvis, because I went to the doctors, got the letter through, said, go and get your smear test. I'm like, great, okay. So I turned up and I had to take the day off work because you do have to sort of build yourself up for it. You know,
yeah,
it's not
quite intrusive, isn't it?
Anyway, I went there and they said, oh, no, sorry, Sean, you're here 6 months too early. You've been sent this letter in error. Oh. I was like, oh, doc, I'm here now. Can you just get on with it? And luckily they did because a week later, I got a call to say, please come into the hospital. We need to talk to you. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. So like I say, I had absolutely no symptoms, so I wasn't that worried. Mm. Anyway, it was Christmas Eve at 11 a.m. And I went in and, yeah, they said, you have cancer. We need to treat it immediately. And they put me in for just a small surgery, elective procedure, nothing to be scared of. And they're quite common. Luckily, they caught it early. They said if I'd have left it any longer, it would have spread. So if I wasn't sent that letter in error, it may have spread and I may have not been so lucky and had to have chemo and radio. Luckily, I didn't have to have any of that. So, after a few months of recovery, mentally as well, I thought, if someone says the C word to you, Jarvis, it sounds a little bit hypochondriac. You do think you're going to die?
Of
Like,
course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do. I mean,
you
that's, I think that, it's not, absolutely. Yeah. Of
puts everything into perspective, doesn't it?
course it does. Yeah.
And it may, this is going to sound super cheesy, right? But I truly believe the two important days in your life are when you were born and when you realize why you were born.
Yeah.
And then when I was cured by the NHS, God bless them, I thought, right, I'm going to give up my full-time job and do OBS as my job.
Wow.
That was scary. That was scary. But I thought, I need to get this cream out to as many people as possible that need it. And I can do that if I do this full time. So the cancer gave me a kick up the bum to really just go for it, and I haven't looked back since.
Oh my gosh, you're even more of an inspiration. I mean, honestly, Sian, it's heart-opening and so endearing to hear your courage, as firstly as a woman in business, because we all know how hard that is, but much more importantly, the fact that you've been through these, what I would call awakenings, right? From a spiritual perspective, I do believe that we are constantly given opportunities to awaken and I guess align with our purpose. And you had yours and you embraced it and you took it. And I mean, when you say that you shouldn't have got that letter, I'm a massive believer in divine intervention and, the angels or, cosmic coincidences or whatever you want to call it. I'm a big believer in that. That letter was meant to arrive at your door so you could connect with your purpose. And well done.
Yeah.
Absolutely
And you know
magical.
what's even weirder, Jarvis? So,
Oh.
I mentioned that I was told I had cancer at 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Exactly 12 months later, at 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve, I went live on Superdrug. Like,
Ah,
isn't that
wow.
weird? At
Yeah.
that time. Yeah. So
I
I
know
agree
why
with you.
you're referring to the 11, because those of us that are into numerology and multidimensional living, the 11 is the number of the angels, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Do you know? Because I see 22-22 every night since I was little. I
Really?
even wake up at 22-22, and I've always wondered what that meant, but.
Yeah. Well, I do, we can go off on a tangent here, but I do believe that we are spiritual beings giving ourselves a human experience to learn more about ourselves. So, the source, God, whatever you want to call it, can learn more about itself. And that's how we evolve. I think that's what this time we're calling a climate crisis is, just an opportunity for us to learn about ourselves. Sean, you are again amazing. And I love the 11s and the 22s. So that's clearly. I think, guys, I think we're talking to an angel here, an earth angel. So just keep that to yourself a little bit. But if you want to find out about Sian's products, the how do we follow you on social media? Is it ovs underscore skincare, isn't it, for
That's
Instagram?
the one,
And your
yes.
website is
OBS hyphen skincare. UK or .com if you're in the US.
obvs-skincare.co.uk is your website. Go and check her out because the products are amazing. Now, Sean, I haven't shared this with you, but you sent me, I'm going to show you what you've sent me, but for the listeners, she sent me some products and I deliberately haven't opened it because I wanted to save it for this moment. Now, I know this isn't a classic radio opportunity here because, of course, it's very visual, but I'm going to describe to you what I got. So I've got a recycled box. It says, "You're amazing," when you open it. And thank you. I appreciate that. It says, "By choosing off skincare, you've not only been kind to your skin, but also to the planet." And then it says, "Scan here to find out more." I'm going to open this live on radio, right? So you can hear me opening this. There's a couple of cards in there. I'm going to open up the products. And it's really, there's loads of products in there which look amazing, but it's the intensive skin recovery cream that I want to. So this is me opening a beautiful. It's black, isn't it? It's kind of a dark black box with gorgeous, gorgeous packaging. A lovely. I'm assuming that is 100% recycled packaging. Tell me about the packaging.
FSC approved, yes, of course. Yeah, I try to not when I do send out my orders, I usually don't put them in boxes because you don't need to.
Okay,
But
I
because
got
you
a
were
special box.
special, I wanted to show up. I put them in their best suits. I
Oh,
dressed
bless you.
them
Thank
up.
you. So, but the most important thing is I want to open this intensive skincare live on radio. So I'm opening it now. It's in a brilliant 100% plastic-free bottle. I am screwing the lid off, and I'm going to take a dip of my finger into the cream, and I'm going to spread it on my hand as we speak because I really wanted to have this experience with you. So I am doing this, look, live now. So tell me about this cream. Why is it a magical formula? It's going into my skin.
Well, first of all, Jarvis, you've put too much on.
Have I? Well, we remember this was just to, you know, prove a point.
No, that's cool. So it is literally a natural alternative to Sudocrem because I didn't like the use of like paraffin and petrochemicals in skincare. One, because it's highly flammable for a start. So put it on your lips as well.
Put it on my lips because my lips feel a bit dry.
Okay, so it's for like sore skin mainly. It's not moisturizer on its own. It is literally if you've got sore skin.
Yeah,
itchy skin, chicken pox, insect bites, any sort of rashes.
Right, I've got a couple of bites at the moment. I'm sure many of us have if you're out in nature a lot. So definitely going to put it on a couple of those. It feels lovely. It feels really, it's got a really lovely texture to it. And the smell is, ooh, really fabulous.
That's just the organic unrefined shea butter in there.
Shea butter. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. There's no added fragrance whatsoever in the intensive. It's got organic safflower oil as well in there, which is one of my favourite plant oils.
Yeah.
You got arrowroot powder.
Why is that good? What's that good for?
Well, that's good because it doesn't leave a greasy residue. And it doesn't clog your pores either. So a lot of people use coconut oil on their skin or hair. And even though it's natural, you're like, no, put the coconut oil down because it blocks pores. And it's not good.
Can't breathe. Your skin can't breathe properly.
Okay. But safflower and the way it's produced as well, organic safflower is one of the most eco-friendly oils. Then we got organic arrowroot powder. Oh, sorry, carry on.
No, go on, carry on, please.
I just get so passionate about these ingredients.
That's great.
The organic arrowroot powder is in there to help with irritation as well. It's almost like a natural sort of healing magic ingredient. And it also, again, absorbs oil, so it's not too greasy.
Yeah.
Because that's what I found with a lot of natural skincare, it's really nice, but it doesn't soak in. So that's why the arrowroot's in there. Zinc oxide, which is what's leaving that white cast there, that's again helps with healing skin. And then a touch of vitamin E.
That's good. Well, that's amazing. And that was so that was your first baby, wasn't it? Really, if you'll excuse the connection, but that was your first product. I mean, there's an abundance of products in this box. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 altogether, including. So you're going to have to talk about the others. Should we play your first song before we go into the next commercial break? So as you know, Sean, I always ask my guests just to give us a couple of songs that are soundtracks to the climate crisis, or certainly this thing we're calling a climate crisis to you. Don't tell us why you chose the song, but just tell us the first song you've chosen, the name of the artist and the name of the song. We'll play it, and then we should be able to come back to you quickly before we go to a break.
Okay, this is Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
Earth Song by Michael Jackson. Here we go. Sorry to cut that song short, but it's such a classic record. But I want to stay in conversation with Sean. Sean, why did you choose that record? It always moves me, that song. Why did you choose it?
I was trying my best then to not bust out with best MJ moves. I chose it because I've always been a huge Michael fan, and it was the first song that really educated me into the climate crisis, because as a child you're sort of innocent to it all, and now I remember hearing that song. It was Michael Jackson's number one song for Christmas 1995, and I remember learning the lyrics and thinking, wow, okay, I didn't realize this was happening, and it's because of Michael really opened my eyes to it. And so that's why I chose that song.
No, I love it. Thank you for choosing that. I mean, to me, he is still the king of pop. I love the way everything about Michael. I like you. He was my absolute hero when he was young, and it's just such a shame that the way where he left this world in the in the mess that happened. But still, one of the most rated musicians that ever walked the earth, in my opinion. Thank you for choosing that song. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back here in a minute with more from Sean from OBS.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith. I'm on Lean Into Clean at UK Health Radio. Big shout out to you all. This is having an amazing conversation here with Sean from OBS Skincare. You know what? I don't even know where to go with you because it's just so amazing. Do you want to just tell us about the next, like, what was the second product that you created?
The second product was actually the Naked Moisturiser.
Okay.
As I sort of mentioned at the start, I didn't want to be another beauty brand. I wanted to help people with bad skin. And again, with the, let's say eczema, for example, the Intensive Skin Recovery Cream was clearing up the soreness. But I needed something to go hand in hand with it for the dryness. And so I spent a lot of time and money trying to formulate a moisturiser. And then it came to me, why don't I just use the base of the Intensive, just not use as much zinc oxide? See that how that works? And it did. And so basically you look on the back of the ingredients list of them both, not the same ingredients, just different percentages. And I really, truly thank my dyslexia for that, because I look back now and when I was doing all of my learning, it was a lot of recipes, you know, formulations that you learn.
Yeah.
I look at them and I think, it's the old age saying, thinking outside the box. Well, I've never been in a box and I don't want to ever be in a box. You know what? I'm not going to listen to these people. I'm just going to try it and see what happens. It's what I've done most of my life and it seems to be working out all right.
Yeah,
so the formulation is my own. I haven't copied it from anyone else. And I remember some of the tutors said to me, Sean, that won't work. So well, let's just try it, shall we? And it has. So yeah, Naked Moisturizer was the next one.
So Naked was next, which I do have here. I won't bore you with the, you know, the radio opening of the box again, because I'm sure you've had enough of that. But I am going to, that's going to be the first one that I will go into for my daily skincare routine, which is wash face with water, put on cream. That's it.
Typical man. Like, you wash your hair, your body with the same shower gel or soap.
No, I'm quite good, actually. I'm quite good. I'm quite sensitive to, as a man, you know, joking aside, I'm actually really sensitive to any product that has toxic chemicals in, which we know, you know, 95% of shampoos do, 90% of beauty products do. You know, anything that you're buying from these big companies, unfortunately, they don't really care about you. They care about their bottom line and their profits. So if you've got phenoxethyl, whatever it is, you know, liquid polymers, you know, these are all bad, bad, bad for you, bad for the environment, bad for the water systems, bad for your kids, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think is the most scary thing about the beauty industry, Sean? Having, you know, embedded yourself in it, created what I can only describe as really gorgeous products, certainly so far the ones that I've had a little play with. What are the issues in the industry?
Well, you got great skin, by the way, Jarvis.
Thank you. Not bad for 95, eh?
But you know what really is scary is not just the packaging. When we talk about plastic free, the amount of microplastics that are in these lotions is terrifying.
Yeah.
We consume around 5 grams of microplastics a week. That's like a credit card weight of microplastics a week, and what we consume, what we put on our skin. So that terrifies me.
So that's going, just to be clear, that's going into and onto our bodies. A credit card's worth of plastic each week. Each week?
Each week. Yeah, 5 grams each week.
There was, just quickly, very, very quickly, for those of you that are listening, there was a study done in 200,000 people in America. Every single person had plastic inside their system, every single one of 200,000. There's been loads of studies since. Sorry, Sean, carry on, please.
Right, yeah, honestly, I could talk about that for ages. Also, the thing that worries me from an environmental impact is I recently learned there's over 500 ingredients that are palm oil in disguise.
Wow.
Yeah. So
when you're reading the ingredient on a bottle, then, to cut a long story short, because there was a big hoo-ha about palm oil, like there was about microplastics, what was it called? Anyway, something to do with those plastic beads that they were putting in products. Do you remember? So all these companies did is they essentially changed the name and the formulation, but the same product still goes into your ingredients. It's awful, isn't it, Sean? It's awful. Why? How are these companies allowed to get away with this? Like, you must get frustrated about that.
So frustrating. It's the budget they have for marketing, basically. Most of their actual cosmetics or, you know, shampoo or whatever is just water. So you look on the INCI list, the IMCI list on the back, so the ingredients list, and the first ingredient will be what I've got the most percentage in. Then it goes down, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's mainly water. And so some of these skincare, I don't know, creams, for example, is 90% water. Then a buzzword that's just, you know, someone's made up and says, oh, you know, this coenzyme's great for this. And then an emulsifier and a preservative, you know. And that's why a lot of Bob's skincare is oil-based, because you don't need a preservative and oil-based. And majority of preservatives are not safe for you or the environment. Obviously, you need a preservative and water-based to stop bacteria growing. So it is tricky, but I have recently found the best preservative for a shampoo that I'm formulating, which also is a probiotic, Lactobilius. So it's good for your skin microbe. So yeah, that's what I'm formulating at the moment, but that's between me and you, Charles.
Ah, you heard it here first. Exclusive. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, so anybody that's listening, I mean, firstly, I'm sure you're as charmed with Sean as I have been. The clear things that you need to look out for when you're buying a beauty product, something that is going onto your skin or in your body, as far as I'm concerned, I've been in this game for a long time, leading the path around sustainability and ethical products, is buy organic. You might pay more for it, but I can guarantee you it's going to be healthier for you and the planet. The other big case about organic products is you actually use a lot less and you need to use it a lot often, because the products that aren't organic and do have nasty synthetic polymers in, etc., it's anyway, you'll find it in a lot of products. It's created in such a way that makes you have to use it more. So it intensifies the toxic ingredients, and therefore you're not just getting that regulated 0.1% or whatever it is, because you're putting it on every day. And then the compounded effect of that is going into your system and creating what we probably think is cancers and other forms of diseases. So look out for organic, Soil Association certified, which is what Sean's products are. They're cruelty free, they're vegan. I even see here you support my favorite charity, which is World Land Trust. We are like a match made in heaven, you and us, aren't we?
I know, right? There was ecology as well. We're planting a tree with every order. And
ecology as well. Amazing.
That's it, yeah. Some of our profits go towards that. And also a cancer research charity as well. Some of the profits of the Naked Moisturiser.
I don't know how you
do it.
It's
another story.
I don't know how you do it, honestly, Sean. You are such an inspiration. So we're going to play your second song. We are running out of time. These shows go so quickly. We've got about 5 minutes. We'll play your second song. I'm going to come back to you. You've already given me a little teaser about something that you're working on, because that was a question I was going to ask you. Yeah. Just have a think about what you would most like to share with, you know, a million people that are listening. What would you most like to share with them, either about you, your philosophy, your encouragement, etc., etc.? But in the meantime, I'm going to play your second song. What's the song that you are going to play for us now?
This is another Michael track. And
yeah,
this is,
good.
This is Keep the Faith.
Keep the Faith by Michael Jackson. We love you, Michael, wherever you are. Keep the Faith. Keep the Faith. Wow, what a great record. I haven't heard that for a long time. Thank you for bringing that to the party. Why did you choose that, Sian? I mean, it's kind of obvious in the title, but any deeper meaning?
Yeah, I mean, from a personal perspective, it got me through uni when I was struggling with the point, undiagnosed dyslexia. So I listened to that. So Keep the Faith, Sian, you can do this. But now also just Keep the Faith in Humanity. I really do think we all pull together, we can really make a difference. If I'm not saying everyone needs to be vegan or, you know, anything like that. I'm just saying if everyone can make a few small changes, that'll make such a difference.
Yeah, it's surprising how those small changes accumulate into massive shifts. Mm-hmm. And we've got lots of examples of that now in our, you know, in our modern history. So thank you for that. Sian, there is one thing I wanted to say to you. Firstly, I'm in huge admiration for you. I think as a female business person with the life journey that you've been on, you are absolutely an inspiration. Anybody that's listening out there, if you care about your skin, if you care about what you're putting on your body, and we know you do, we've surveyed millions and millions of people over the last 10 years. We know that the first thing that people care about is what they put in their body, and the second thing is what they put on their body. Go to Ovs Skincare, Google it, get some products. You don't need to rush out and buy everything today. Do what I did. I've just let Sean know. I've been using a product on my face, another organic product, and I said to Sean, once that runs out, I'm going to move over to yours. So I'm going to go with the Morning Mandarin from tomorrow. Okay,
nice.
So this time next week, I should let you know how my experience has been. Sean, anything you'd like to end on? Just a few words. It's been such a joy having you. You are amazing.
Well, a bit of skincare advice to end on. Well, I wish I knew, especially as a teenager, if you've got acne, try oil with oil. Put down the water-based products, a nice organic oil-based skincare routine, and less is more.
Yeah, beautiful. Love that. That's such an inspiration, Sean. Thank you. As always, we are going to end with the song Save the World by Yours Truly featuring Rita Mora. Every penny of this song that the artist me makes is donated to MAPA, the most affected people in areas, as part of the Fridays for Futures movement, which is Greta Thunberg's movement. Enjoy the play out of this song. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Don't forget to share the episode with your friends, because it will be live on UK Health Radio website later on. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. Happy Monday. Thanks, Sian.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.